It's Friday, time now for Northwest weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe. If you take the train, you finally get where you're going.
Ah, Diana Krall, a great version of the classic Duke Ellington tune, Take the A-Train. Where are we going with it? It's an answer to the big question of why our weather has been so unusual these past two winters. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. He's going to explain his answer with a concept known as a wave train. So get ready for that in a bit. First, Cliff, is the forecast for the weekend what we would normally expect on March 27th?
Well, it's not going to be as hot as we've had yet. Yesterday got to 71 in Seattle. I mean, that's the all-time record high for the date. A few other places broke records. It was an amazing day. Remember, this time of the year, the high should be around 55. So that's way above normal. Today, we started with a just absolutely phenomenal sunrise. I don't know if you saw it, the colors in the sky.
Beautiful, yeah.
But something's coming. And there's a front that's offshore now that's approaching. The clouds will thicken up during the day. It'll be dry most of today. But by probably 6 or 7 o'clock, the rain is going to start. And so it's going to be a wet evening. You know, we'll get maybe a tenth of an inch or so. That front's going to move through during the evening. And, you know, tomorrow we'll have some residual clouds on the western slopes of the Cascades. It'll be partly cloudy in Seattle. Temperatures will get up to maybe 60, something like that. So tomorrow won't be a bad day, but it'll be worse in the mountains, guaranteed. On Sunday, another system approaches, but it doesn't push south that much. So the clouds and I think some rain will be limited from Seattle northward. It'll be worse than the North Cascades and the Olympics. If you go south of Olympia to Portland, it'll actually be dry and it'll get fairly warm. So go south on Sunday and you'll have a better chance of being dry. But there will be considerable clouds on Sunday over most of western Washington. Then next week, you know, we turn into a much more normal pattern. Monday will be the transitional day, but then Tuesday and Wednesday, an upper-level trough is going to come through. There'll be showers. Temperature will be falling down to the lower to mid-50s, so very close to normal. And so, you know, we'll see basically a typical spring week next week. That's what it looks like. And then drying out at the end.
So, Cliff, I want to get to that question about the wave train. I think you call it what, an upper level, what is it exactly?
What I'm trying to explain is why we've had such an unusual winter and why the East Coast has had, you know, this really cold spell. You know, we've been very, very warm. Well, there's been a lot of research going on about this, and it appears that our strange weather with this ridge over us most of the winter is due to something called the wave train, and it's a wave train coming out of the tropics. You know, it's interesting. A lot of our weather is controlled by the tropics far away, and particularly where the warm water and thunderstorms are. Thunderstorms in the tropics like warm water. That isn't surprising. But when those thunderstorms change in intensity or they shift, that has a big impact on the weather here. And you can think of this as like a rock into a pond. Think of the atmosphere as a gigantic pond. You throw a rock in there and waves propagate away. Well, in the atmosphere, we don't have rocks. We have big thunderstorm complexes in the tropics. And so when you have a lot of thunderstorms in an area, that's like throwing a rock in the atmosphere and waves propagate out away. And it appears that our strange weather this winter, and actually last winter as well, is associated with an intensification and a shift of the thunderstorms in the tropics. And that created a wave in the atmosphere, the wave train I like to talk about, that moved northward and that created the ridge over the western United States and a trough in the east.
So that old friend, the ridge, that has locked in this weather pattern is caused by this wave train coming from the tropics, which you write in one of your recent blogs, is in the driver's seat. And it probably behooves us to take a longer range view of this ultimately, but you have kind of a happy ending to your blog post.
That's right. Well, you know, some people have been worried that this pattern is associated with global warming. The global warming is causing us to be warm and the East Coast to be cold. But it doesn't look that way. It looks like it's this wave train phenomena. And we think that this is an expression of natural variability, variations that will happen in the atmosphere no matter what. And they tend to have a certain periodicity to it. And generally, we wouldn't expect it to last another year or two more. So it probably will fade over the next year, which means there's a good chance that next winter will be much more normal.
What about this summer? Can you say anything about that at this point?
Not really, other than the fact that the waters off our coast are substantially above normal because of this wave train. So we're starting with waters that are 2, 4, 5 degrees Fahrenheit above normal. And that's going to have an impact because during the summer, the air goes over the ocean, then over us. So we probably will see an enhancement of temperatures this summer due to the warm water offshore.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.